Well, I've been doing a little traveling. Thelma and I, we've been to California. Praise God. And you know, it's been such a blessing to go out there and be a part of the Life Recovery, well, celebrate recovery meetings. We was blessed, and I thank God for that opportunity to be able to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for this night, God. Truly is a night that you have given us, God, to serve you and to worship you one more time. Lord, thank you for your presence, as Bill was saying tonight. Lord, your presence. Moses declared that he didn't want to go anywhere without your presence, God. So, Lord, we thank you that your presence is here tonight to meet the need, God. Lord, in every person that's here, God, because you love us, God. And, Lord, I thank you that the Spirit is hovering over us right now. Lord, to bring everything that's needful here tonight, God, for strength, for life, God. Oh, Lord, that you may be glorified in our life, God. Lord, we thank you that in you we live and move and have our beings, God. Let the good hand of God rest upon us, God. And let the Spirit of God settle here tonight like dew on the grass, God. Lord, let us be able to feel the tangible anointing one more time, God. Lord, we believe that you had the pillar of cloud by day and you had the fire by night, God. But Lord, we're in a different dispensation, Lord, when we can experience it all the time, God. And so, Lord, we ask for a touch tonight. Lord, we ask for your hand to be up on us tonight. Lord, for your blessings to come forth tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Well, praise God. I want to minister a message tonight called A Season of Watching and Praying. Hallelujah. I chose that message. I told Pastor Stephen today, I'm sorry that I was going to minister another message, but I decided not to because the Lord was stirring my heart about a time, a season for watching and praying. Amen. Hallelujah. The reason why I did that, because when we left here to go to California, you know, I love travel, you know. In fact, I wanted to be a truck driver at one point in time, just travel and see the world. And so that didn't work out. So, you know, God has allowed me to travel now. And so we got on the plane. You know, whenever I travel, I get on the plane and I always, when I walk, first step I make on that plane, I take my right hand and I lay it on that plane. I say, I cover you in the blood of Jesus. Front to back, top and side to side, in every working part, you will not go down, but you will operate and get us to our destination safely. And because I'm going to be on this plane, everybody else is going to be safe in Jesus' name. And I do that. Every time I get on a plane, I lay my hands on the stewardess and all. They be looking at me, you know, but hey, I don't care. Hallelujah. I remember when we flew to Florida, we flew Allegiant. And the man said that this flight going to have to be canceled because the hydraulic lift won't work. I said, just take all the time you want. If we have to stay here 3 days, take all the time you want. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, I don't want to go up there with no hydraulic. It's not working. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, you know, but we flew and we got to California and we went over to Riverside where my sister was, spending few days with her. And this testimony that I'm giving you, I don't really want to share it, but I saw God in it. But anyway, I got there, the Riverside. We was able to see my sister. She's in a nursing home there. And we spent a couple of days with her. And we left, and we was going back over to L.A. How many of you know that traffic in California is rough? I started to take a picture of it, man. I'm telling you, just far you can see, number car, barely moving. If you're trying to go somewhere in California, you better calculate about an hour or two. If it take you 30 minutes to get there, you better say it's 2 hours to get there. That traffic is bad. And so, but anyway, we got there and said, well, we better get something to eat before we get over to L.A. And so we stopped at this restaurant and went in. And we got to be, you got to eat and stuff at this restaurant. And so we finished. And on my way out, I saw this gentleman coming in. I said, he must be a preacher or a minister or something. I said, how you doing, sir? And kept on walking. But anyway, we got to the car. I got in the car and I got ready. I was in a rental car. I got ready to back up. And lo and behold, I backed into this man's car. And when I backed into his car, I was in this rental car, and I backed into his car, I kind of hit it pretty bad, you know, the way I would think, you know, anyway. And he was coming out of the restaurant, and I said, sir, is this your car? He said, oh, no, I know you didn't hit my car. I said, yes, I did, sir. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry, you know. I say, I'm willing to do whatever you need me to do to make it right and everything. And so he looked at it, and he said, well, let me call my insurance company. So he called his insurance company, and they told him to get all the information he could about me. And so he did. He took my picture. He took a picture of the car. He took a picture of my license plate. I wrote my telephone number down and everything. I said, sir, I say, I got cash on me right now. I say, how much is your deductible? He said, my deductible is $1,000. I said, I don't think that damage is worth $1,000. I said, why don't we try to sell this without going to the insurance company? He said, sir, this is a Lexus. And I said, well, I said, how much you think it's going to cost then, you know? He said, I don't know. I'm new at this kind of thing. And so he said, I took my car to get an estimate, and he said that it was a little old hair crack on his chrome there. And he said he went to get an estimate for that, and they said they had to take the whole chrome off. And I said, oh, my goodness. And so we was talking and carrying on, and I looked in the car. Devil was just a praying in tongues. You know her. She was praying up a storm in that car. You know, and so I said, well, sir, I said, I was rubbing it and everything. I said, it doesn't look too bad, sir. He said, sir, he said, son, this is a Lexus, you know, and it costs to get it fixed, you know. He said, you see that square thing on the bumper there? I said, yes, sir. He said, that's a radar. And he said, if that radar is messed up, that radar is for to keep me from doing what you just did. I said, oh, Lord, if the radar is messed up. Oh, he said, and so I said, well, what you want to do? He said, I'll take it to the Lexus place. He said, I got a funeral to do Monday. I'll take it Tuesday. I said, okay, well, you'll get back with me and everything. And so he said, okay, then. And so we exchanged information. And I got his card and everything, and we was getting ready to – I sit in the car for a moment, and we just trying to go over what just happened. And though I was getting to pull out, and he came back up in the driveway. He said, what kind of rental car were you driving? Where are you renting from? We said, Hertz. And so he got that information, and he went on. So before that, he told me he had a funeral. I said, oh, you're a Christian. He said, yeah, I'm a Christian. And he took his coat out and showed me his badge, and he was a deacon. And I said, oh, I was still shaking, you know. I went in my wallet. I said, I'm a minister, too. And I showed him my minister license. Oh, Minister McRae. I said, yes, sir. And so we exchanged that information also. But anyway, make a long story short, and I'm taking up a little time. But anyway, I'm just letting you know why I'm ministering this message. And so we went on, and it gave us 2 days to pray and believe God. So we began to pray and believe God for 2 days, you know, that this would, the Lord would intervene in this circumstance. And so we went over to, Lake Forest to get our badge and our arm badge and our placard and, get our binders for our classes and to celebrate recovery. And on the way back said, did he call you? I said, no, he hadn't called yet. And so we stopped at another little restaurant and began to eat. And so she said, well, you better call him. And so I went to call him. I went outside and I began to call him. I called him and I began to leave a message on his answer machine. And for the end that he picked up and said, Minister McRae. I said, yes, sir. He said, I said, yeah, I was calling to, in reference to the damage that we did. You said you're going to take your car to the Lexus place and get an estimate and everything. And, I was just calling to see what, you know, we want to do about it. And he told me, he said, sir, he said, you know, I prayed about it and I thought about it. And he said that I'm going to get my car fixed myself. And, when he said that, you know, I thought, I said, God, I said, I was wrong. I was the one that was wrong, but he showed me grace and mercy. And you know, when I got out, you know, I said, sir, this is the beginning of a lifelong, friendship. I said, you know, just like you all are, y'all are my forever family. Hallelujah. We're going to live forever. Amen. But anyway, he said that, sir, he said, I thought about it and prayed about it. And so I'm not going to, charge you. I'm not, we're going to fix it. I'm going to fix it myself. And he said, by the way, how long you been married? I said, he said, you and your wife been married? I said, we've been married 42 years. And he said, well, my wife and I, we were married 46 years and she just died this year and went to be with the Lord. And so, you know, the thing of it was, is that the value of cars, the value of things that surround us doesn't matter. What would matter is you and me. God loves us so much, you know, and he wants the best for us. Hallelujah. You know, God, Jesus died. He bled and died on the cross for us. Such a price to pay, you know. And I believe that the ministry that was involved in that, that he had learned and I had learned that people are more important than things, that even things that are around us. Amen. Well, praise God. I just wanted to share that testimony with you and, how that we're going to have to be what? Watchful, and we're going to have to pray. Amen. This is what God is leading us into. We're living in a sophisticated world when we got internets and we got, all kind of technology. Technology is off the change, so to speak. You know, you can, you know, you tell a kid to go outside now. He said, go what and go do what? You know, cause they got Xbox 60, 360, and they playing those games. When I play a game, we had to go on Channel 3 and play Pac-Man. But now they got these games, man. They plan them and everything. And it's sophisticated, you know, and hacking was somebody that was in the back room coughing, ha, ha, you know, but they saying they hacking now. And tweet, I ain't gonna go there. I'm not gonna even go to tweet, you know, but anyway, this technology is off the change now. I mean, we living in a sophisticated world and you either catch up or you either, but you know, we got to be able to use it for our advantage. Hallelujah. We got to take advantage of the church here because I was telling Pastor Stephen, there's no way we can put 1 million people in this church. But they can tweet and they can do Facebook and they can do all these things and reach these people, amen, that are lost and need Jesus. Oh, you might as well get happy tonight because God is going to reach some people through these technology and through the things that's going on in this world. Amen. I want to let you know we got to watch and pray, lest we enter into temptation. So much is involved trying to pull us down, trying to do things to take us away from what we are supposed to do. I tell you, I admit tonight, I have been spiritually asleep, walking around like a zombie. I mean, somebody touch me, somebody wake me up, because I'm spiritually asleep. Things are happening all around me. People are going to hell on toilet tissue, walking on toilet paper. Hallelujah. And it's time for the church, as Pastor Stephen been ministering, it's time for the church to wake up. Amen. And take a stand. Be watchful and pray. It's judges that's making decision for the whole world, almost, for the nation, making decision, ruling, lawlessness. When you know what it says in the Bible, when righteous, when the righteous, when the evil person is in office and making decisions, the people what? Mourn. They groan and mourn. But when the righteous is in authority, what it says about the righteous being in authority? They we rejoice. And the judges are making decision to have same-sex marriage in the states and in the nation. Amen. And the church is allowing it, but it's time for the church to stand up. We have to watch and pray. Hallelujah. There's a time when we were walking along and this and that a go for a while, but now we got to step up to the plate and allow God to use the church and use us. Amen. Praise the Lord. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is what? The flesh is weak. I don't trust myself anymore. I can't trust myself to even preach or do nothing. Self wants to sit on the throne. Self want to do what he wants to do. Put no confidence in your flesh. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit is surrounded, how many of you know the Holy Spirit is love? The Holy Spirit is surrounded by us like the air we breathe, waiting on us, waiting on it to be used by us. Hallelujah. The Spirit is willing. He's like the breath we breathe around us. Amen. I looked up that word in the Greek. It said watch. And it's the Greek. And I can't pronounce this word. It's A-G-R-U-P-N-E-O. Can you pronounce that, Pastor Willie? But anyway, however, it said to be sleepless, to keep awake, a keeping of awake, not to be what? Spiritually sleep. I know, you know, when we was walking along a lot of times in the ministry and people didn't have the Holy Ghost, and some people think they got all they need. You know, they were saying, well, I don't need that because I'm all right, you know. Hallelujah. I got all I need. And you know, they said, well, you got the baptism of the Holy Spirit? They said, yeah, I think I do, you know. But you know, and they know they don't have it, because it's something about a person that has the Holy Ghost. They different. They move. They bold. They stand up. Amen. With the Holy Ghost within them. It makes them bold, amen, to speak out and have a voice wherever they are, amen? Hallelujah. And so what we are saying is we got to be awake in this last day, in these hours. This time is coming up on the earth when men, hearts are failing them because of what? Because of the fear. The things that are coming up on the earth. Hallelujah. How many of you know that it's getting ready to be September? 9/11. Where is the church at? Where are we standing at? Hallelujah. It's approaching. I don't understand all about the blood moons and everything, but how many of you know the signs in the heavens are happening? Amen. And I tell you, it's time for the church to wake up. Wake up. Somebody pinch me tonight. Hallelujah. Wake me up. I don't want to sleep through this. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to be spiritually awakened today. Amen. In Luke 21, 36, it said, watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before who? The Son of Man. Hallelujah. I want, when I stand before the Son of Man, I want him to say what? Good. Thy faithful servant. Good and well done, thy faithful servant. Hallelujah. And praise God, he's not going to say that to me if I'm not going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. I know that it's, I mean, I've been walking around thinking, hey, Jesus loved me and I'm just happy because he loved me and he's not going to let anything happen to me and, because I'm in the ark of the safety, but he said, you got to do something. You got to be awakened. You got to stand and having done all to stand in faith. Hallelujah. We got to stand in faith. We got to speak the word and the word only. Amen. We got to declare that because the word of God is our confession and we confess it. The word of God is not going to return void. Amen. Because we can escape these things that are coming up on earth if we are awake and spiritually awakened. Amen. In, Matthew 25 and 13, it said, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Hallelujah. If I had known that I was going to back into that man, that Lexus, that car, if I had known, I wouldn't have did it. Amen. But we don't know. That's why we got to be ready. We got to be ready. Hallelujah. When you go to bed on at night, you got to be ready to say your prayers and don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, they might have technology and they might have all these things on the earth. But I tell you, when it takes the place of God and it's taking you out into left field, then it's time to have an awakening. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the word of God has not changed. Hallelujah. It's something about the Holy Spirit and the way God has done it. You know, we just coming in to what God was done years ago. Hallelujah. How many of you know you can look at people? We used to look at the Justin. What you call it? The Justin. Yeah, the Justin. They, you know, they fly around and they, in their little helicopter and they could talk to whoever their wife was and see them on TV. You know, we were looking at that was cartoon for us and we look at the Justin and we say, hey, you know, that's pretty cool, you know, but I'm telling you, God already has done in this word. I tell you, when you begin to get on your knees and before prayer, I tell you, you can signal and have a relationship with God. Hallelujah. He'll let you know what's going on in the world. He'll let you know what is to come because he's the Holy Spirit. He's our God. He's God with us. Amen. He knows the end and the beginning. How he's not going to let anything slip up on you. Hallelujah. But when the Holy Spirit is compressed round about us to let us know that we are all right, you know, because we are in the ark of safety. Hallelujah. It hadn't changed with God. You still have a communication with God. The Bible says when you don't know what to pray, and how to pray. Pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. It's time to get spiritual. Have a spiritual awakening. We went to see Dutch Sheet and he gave five weights. Wait, 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 wait. People are so anxious. They want microwave Christianity. They want to throw it in the microwave and keep running. Let it pop out and say, the microwave said, boop, it's ready. And you want to go. But you can't have microwave Christianity these days because we're in the last day. We're in the beginning of sorrow. It's time for the Christian to stand up and say, God is God. It's time to say, if God be God, let him be God. Amen. In my life, in the church life. Let the glory fall into place. Hallelujah. We need to be praying for that glory to fall in the church. Amen. Well, blind eyes open, where the lame walk, amen. I'm not saying it's not happening, but I want it to happen on a more scale. You know what I'm saying? On a greater scale in the church, amen. Hallelujah. In Matthew 24, 42, 44, it said, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief had come, he would have what? Watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not know. Hallelujah. He's coming at an hour that we do not know. But how many of you know, if you in tune, if you in the spiritual realm, we don't have to worry about that. But to the one that doesn't know, that's fearful. To think that you'll end up in hell for eternity. Hallelujah. I'm calling a watch, a third watch, a fourth watch, all kind of watches that you can name for the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I believe that we're in this time of this dispensation where we gonna have to gird up our loins and go forth in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time for us to shed off those things that have held us back and stopped us, in time to put on a adornness, a greatness, a hallelujah. How many of you know that God is coming back for a church, a glorified church, a bride that's operating in all the things that he have her to operate in? The church, amen? Healing the sick, raising the dead, operating in that. Amen? Because God is allowing us this time in this dispensation to go for it all. Hallelujah. God has a plan for us. Amen? I'm reading in the Bible where Saul, God had to use that experience for him. He was looking for his father's donkey. When he went out to try to find his father's donkey, then God began to use that experience to help him. Amen. Because when he went out there, he couldn't find them. And so he had to see a seer. So someone wanted to tell him. He said, well, I don't want to go to the seer, because if I go to the seer, we're supposed to take something with us, like some bread or something. And the servant said, I have something. I have a shekel of silver we can take to him, but we need to go. But when he went there, he met Saul. And it said, this time tomorrow, things is going to change for Saul. Amen. Saul became another man in the presence of the Lord. Amen. But it took that experience to change him. The Lord had to get him out of that place to go forth, hallelujah, to get where he could be blessed. Amen. And God is calling us. He's calling us to a place where we need to stand and be able to stand against things that are coming. Hallelujah. God is calling us to be the rally forth in this time that we have, this dispensation that we have. We have mountain moving power. Hallelujah. Mountain moving power. Every mountain has to be moved. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been dealing with things in my life that I know the mountain's supposed to have moved in my life, but they're still there. Hallelujah. And I thank God that God is working on me. Amen. He's working on me and having me to move to another place. Hallelujah. I'm not satisfied with status quo. I want to move from where I am and move into a place where God can use me more. Amen. The grace of God that's upon us. We're in the dispensation of grace and more grace. We're not able to do anything of ourselves. It takes the grace of God, which is the power of God. Hallelujah. There's power in the grace of God on our life. Amen. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter 4:7, it said, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Be serious. Hallelujah. You know, whenever I would think about being serious, you know, you would come in and kind of be just a person that's really, you know, serious. I mean, you know, don't want to disturb anything. Walk in your prayer room and be very serious about the things of God. Hallelujah. But you know, God is a loving God. Hallelujah. You can go in there expecting God to move on your behalf. Hallelujah. Because God want to use us in these last days to make a difference. Amen. Hallelujah. But where are we going to make the difference at? We're going to make the difference wherever we go, wherever we be. We want to make a difference in society. We want to be the church. Hallelujah. Oh God, that where the streets and are called righteousness street, and where our city is called a city that Jesus is Lord over. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want to be a dry. I don't want to have a dry personality, a dried up dead personality. I want to bubble over with the joy of the Lord. We have this fruit inside of us. Amen. And it's the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris was preaching this morning that if you eat your own fruit, it's not any good to eat your own fruit. Others supposed to eat your fruit. Amen. Your fruit, you supposed to have joy and allow that fruit to be ate by others. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you tonight that God is taking a survey of us who want to stand and be watchful in prayer. Amen. When you are watchful in prayer, I tell you, it's a gap that you are standing in. It's a hedge that you are making up over your family, over your city, that God can protect, God can use for his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to close tonight. My last scripture. It's found in 1 Peter 5:8. It said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. Hallelujah. Be sober, be vigilant, be alert. It's what it's calling us to. You know, for that to happen in our life, we must understand one thing, that it's going to take the Holy Spirit to alert us, for us to be vigilant, observant, and watchful. That's what vigilant is. It's being watchful in these last days. Hallelujah. I tell you, things are going to happen. But I tell you, God is a God that intervenes. Hallelujah. You know, if you haven't been praying for your enemy, you will. You're going to pray. If you hadn't gotten in a situation where it's called you to be watchful and prayerful, you will. Because of the scripture I just read. We have an adversary. Don't you just hate the devil? You know, he's been running rapid in a lot of areas that I don't like. And I know you don't like either. But we have a chance to do something about it. God has called us for such a time as this. We are the Esthers. We can save Camden. We can save a nation. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the judges do. It doesn't matter. All these things going to happen. They're going to happen. But I tell you, we have a chance to do what God has called us to do. Hallelujah. And it will make a difference. You know, stand to your feet tonight. You know, it was said of a little deal that I don't know, I read it or something, but this little boy was walking along the seashore and had washed up all these starfish. They were dying and carrying on. And he just go and pick up one and throw it in the sea. And he'd go like, walk a little farther and he'd throw another one in the sea. And then someone was watching him and says, you're not doing any good there. You know, that's bad, you know, because you see all of this that's going on, all these sea fishes on the shore. And the odds are against you. And he just dropped his head and kept doing what he was doing. And he picked up another one and threw it back in the sea. And then he picked up another and he turned back. He said, you see this one? He threw it back in. He said, it made a difference in his life. One by one, we are making a difference because we are the church. The pillar of the ground of truth. We are on the rock, the solid rock of Christ Jesus we stand. You know, when Moses wanted to give them water and he struck that rock, and because he was angry, he struck it again. And God got angry with Moses because he struck it two times. He was supposed to strike it one time and he was supposed to give forth water. But you know, Jesus, he was smitten and he was struck. It was a symbol and type of Jesus that when he would come into the earth, that he would die. He would bleed and die. And that's why the blood of Jesus is so powerful. Because Jesus was trying to be introduced, even in the Old Testament, God was bringing them forth, even in Genesis, bringing them forth. Because the scriptures must be fulfilled. Said, when the evening had come, they brought many unto him that were possessed with devils. And he cast the spirit out with his word, that it may be fulfilled was spoken by the prophet, he said, saying, he healed our sickness and bare our infirmities. It was prophesied over him. Wherever you go, plead the blood of Jesus over your vehicle, over every place you're in, apply the blood of Jesus. Because it makes us overcomers. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to pray. If you like me and you've been walking and you've been spiritually asleep, you need somebody to pinch you. You need somebody to hit you. I want you to come down tonight as a wake up call. Said Jesus, I want to wake up. I want to wake up. I don't want to sleep through this, what you want to do. I know you want to use me in these last days. Wake me up, Lord. I want to wake up. Open my eyes. I don't want to be spiritually asleep. I want to be aware of the things that you're getting ready to do. The devil been singing lullabies, but we declaring tonight No more. No more, devil. I listen to your lullabies. Lord, we come tonight. I pray, Lord, for myself also. Lord, wake us up spiritually, God. Shake us, Lord. Open our eyes, God, that we might see. Lord, thank you. Let the alarm clock of the Spirit of God go off today, tonight, God. Cause the awakeness of God to come forth, the spiritual things of God. Holy Spirit, you are speaking 24 hours a day. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for these that have come and join in with me today, God, to believe, God, for a spiritual awakening in our life, God. And Lord, help us. After you have awakened us, Lord, help us to get ready for the awakening, that the great awakening, the third great awakening that I believe that's been ready to come up on this earth. Lord, when signs and wonders and the glory of God is going to come full. Lord, help us to be awakened for that great awakening that you're getting ready to bring forth in this season. Lord, we believe right now, as we pray, we can say that this is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, that you hear us. If we know that you hear us, we know we had a petition that we desire you. And Father, we thank you. Just lift your hands. Father, we just receive right now your awakening in our life to prepare us for the third great awakening. Lord, where people get healed on a greater scale, God. People get delivered on a greater scale, Lord. Fill the churches, God. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise, Lord. I apply the blood of Jesus over everyone that's here tonight, God. Spirit, soul, and body, mind, will, and emotion. And we declare that we are the church. Church of the living God. The pillar of the ground of truth, God. What is truth? Lord, your word is truth. And we thank you, Lord, that we have the truth. Not the judge's law. Oh, not the president law. But we have the truth law. And we are willing to share it in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are trading things out of our life today, God. You are making us able, God. Able ministers, God. You are making us well, God. You are healing our minds, God. And Lord, we thank you for it. Lord, we thank you for the joy that we feel here tonight, God, because we know that you're going to do it for us, and we receive it in Jesus' name. If you receive the awakening of the Lord, you believe that God has ministered to your spirit tonight. Let's give him a great big hand clap and thank him for what he's done in our life. Lord, we thank you for waking us up tonight. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we thank you tonight. Pastor Willis, you have. We thank you tonight. God is good. Hallelujah. Just believe that things that's around you, that you're going to be so sensitive in the spiritual realm because your spiritual senses have been awakened. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.